This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
The first night is loaded. We're going to be receiving the ministries of lovers of our ministry. And not because they didn't become lovers of our ministry, because we are now in a seeming cutting edge season. But they've been there, believed in the best for us, prayed with us, and today we are excited to still have them with us. And my covenant brother, you'll be hearing shortly, but not before this video. So please, can we listen to a brief introduction on Pastor Godman Akinlabi?
Pastor Godman Akinlabi is the lead pastor of DE Elevation Church, Lagos, where he has a God-given mandate to make greatness common. TEC started under his leadership on October 10, 2010, and it has been growing steadily since then. A seasoned and highly sought-after speaker, trainer, and consultant, he has taught and inspired people in conferences and churches around the world. He is particularly driven to speak about the role of the church and the development of the African continent. Along with serving as a pastor for over 20 years, Pastor Godman is an ardent scholar and holds a bachelor's degree in mining engineering, a master's degree in international law and diplomacy, and an MBA from Manchester Business School. Some of his critically acclaimed books include Sexuality, Get a Grip for Singles, Sexuality, Get a Grip for Couples, and The Seven Commandments of Foolishness. He is happily married to Bola Rimwa, a banker and a minister of the gospel, and they live in Lagos together with their two beautiful daughters. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise as we make welcome Pastor Godman Akinlabi.
Hallelujah. Somebody, if you're shouting, do it very well for Jesus. Hallelujah. That shout looks like something that you want me to manage. But if it's for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, I wanted to give him a big shout in this house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Stepping into this place, I feel at home. I feel at home. Anytime I come in here, it's just like, you know, just stepping into another extension of the Elevation Church. So I don't come here to impress anybody. I just come here to bless. But you know, Pastor Jerry, whilst the service was going on, I felt something different. And I was asking the Holy Spirit, what is this? And he said, there's a different power generator that you people just got. And I'm not talking of electricity. I'm talking of, you know, when you have, I better pass my neighbor. For people watching online, it means a small gen, you know. It can only power a few things. A few bulbs and maybe fan. Then you can upgrade. Get a bigger generator. It will be able to carry your AC, your fridge, freezer, everything. And then you can get to a point where you get 1,000 kVA, 2,000 kVA. Those ones can power an industry, not just residences. Yeah. That was what I felt when I got in here. And I also feel something, that is that you people are getting better at getting bigger generators. Yes. You see those guys that sang? God bless you. Yeah. And everyone that came out to lead prayers here, you can see the intensity, the passion. And you know, as I wondered, the Holy Ghost will say, that's how they generate it. Praise God. Somebody, you are living here a power generator. If you came here with a generator that is, you know, that can just generate small, as you go, you will see the power of God manifest in your life like never before. In the precious name of Jesus. Whatever you do, whether you're a pastor, you're a businessman, you're a career person, the power of God will be felt in 2023 like you have never seen it before. Oh, somebody shout a better amen. I want to just appreciate, let me start with Pastor Judd. You know, just like the pastor that took the offering, I met Pastor Jerry through Pastor Judd. Or is it the other way around? Oh, sorry, the other way around. Yes. He's almost going to get angry with me. Yes. No. When I met Pastor Jerry, see, if you meet Pastor Jerry, you have to meet Pastor Judd. Let me put it that way. So I met Pastor Jerry, and of a necessity, I had to meet Pastor Judd. And I've never regretted it for one day. You know that some people, they will introduce to you. I'll tell you why. You go and meet the person that introduced. Why did you introduce me to that person? I'm grateful to Pastor Jerry every day for introducing me to Pastor Judd. Yeah. Praise God. And have you seen our first lady? Isn't she looking lovely? Come on, everybody. Help me appreciate Pastor Jerry, Pastor Eno. Say, God bless you. Run Conference 2023. Say, God bless you. Everyone online, send an emoji. Write something. Just let us know that you love on this couple. Come on. Let's put our hands together and celebrate them tonight. Hallelujah. Lift your two hands with me, everyone, all over this place. Our Father, we thank you for the honor of your presence. That every time we gather, you are there in the midst of us. Not unto us, but unto you be all the glory, honor, and adoration. For all the great things that you are doing here. That your word does not fall to the ground here. We give you glory. We give you honor. We celebrate you, our Father. And we thank you for Run Conference 2023. What a privilege to bring the first word. Lord, we thank you. Because the fire will burn brighter here. From this moment. Let the heavens open in a new dimension. Unusual supply of your spirit. To the end that no one will be the same again. Let no sickness escape Run Conference 2023. Let no infirmity escape Run Conference 2023. Let no foolishness escape Run Conference 2023. Let foolishness be turned to wisdom. Let confusion be turned to divine direction. And let your name be glorified. Amen. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Please, you may have your seat. Have your seat. Glory to God. I want to welcome and salute all the men of God in the house. God bless you. Satim, God bless you. All the men of God right here. God bless you. And everyone joining us online, put distractions away from you. And get ready to be blessed by the teaching and preaching of God's word. Just like it happened last year, I always bring the John the Baptist word, and then Pastor Judge me. So this is John the Baptist word, just to set the way, all right? Yeah, but if you don't set this way, you may not be able to lay on it. I hope you understand what I'm saying. So that's why you need to give me your rapt attention. Look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, say, for now, don't distract me, because I'm ready to be blessed. I've titled these, I shall not be stranded. Look at your neighbor for me and tell your neighbor, I shall not be stranded. Say to somebody, I say, I shall not be stranded. Glory be to Jesus. In 2023, you will not be stranded. In the years ahead of you, you will not be stranded. I want to share a few things tonight that will guarantee that you will not be stranded. And you will always have a pathway to run through. You know, this is Run Conference. And you know, somebody once said that, I've forgotten the name of the writer of this quote, said every day in Africa, as the day dawns. So the moment the day breaks, the gazelle starts to run. Runs as fast as it can, because if it does not run, if it doesn't run, it will be the breakfast for the lion. And it says, the same way every day in Africa, as the day, at the crack of the dawn, the lion also starts to run. Because if he refuses to run, he may starve to death. So he said, whether you are the lion or the gazelle, when the day breaks, run. Glory be to Jesus. Yeah. Whether you are the lion or the gazelle, when the day breaks, you cannot afford to be stranded. You cannot afford to be on the same spot. I pray for somebody here tonight, you will no longer be on the same spot. Amen. I said you will no longer be on the same spot. Amen. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Join me in your Bibles in the book of Genesis, chapter 3. I will try to cut it short. It's a bit of a long reading, but I'll cut it short. Genesis 3, verse 14. I'll start from there. So the Lord God said to the serpent, and this happened after the man and his wife transgress the commandments of God. You know the story. They ate the forbidden fruit, as it were. And this was God's response to their action. And what you expect was that what they had done is so grievous that they will be grounded. But this was God's response. God picked it one after the other. The serpent, the woman, and the man. Everybody got their share. You will get a good share. Amen. I'll say a better amen, somebody. Amen. So the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, he said, you are cursed more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. He said, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. To the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. Then to the man he said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife, and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you. And you shall eat the herbs of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you shall return. Why did I take my time to read all this? God bless you. Why did I take my time to read all this? I want you to understand something, that the greatest account in humanity that put us at the disposal of the devil was this account. And even at this account, something happened. God really never cursed man. God introduces pain, for instance, in the equation for the woman. In the equation for the man, God cursed the ground. But listen very carefully. Galatians 3 and verse 13. The Bible says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So even the effect of this is not supposed to be something that will hold us stranded. The only thing is this. Follow me carefully. The only one that you cannot say is totally reversed is that God placed on the devil. Because the devil is eternally doomed. So, today, a woman can give birth and not necessarily have intense pain. Yeah, it doesn't have to be painful, as in intense pain that can take her life. Today, a woman should be married and still have influence with her husband.
Because when he says he shall rule over you, it means you will lose your influence with your husband. And still have influence with our husband. Today, a man should till the ground and the ground will bring forth for him. Because the curse, even on the ground, has been reversed for us in the blood of Jesus. Say amen, somebody.
Amen.
Now, what else can make a believer in Christ Jesus stranded in spite of everything that I've said? That's what I want to dwell on. That's what I want. And I need you to follow me very carefully. That's what I want to dwell on. Because in the equation of God's response, what God said to the devil is still in operation. Yeah. Because he's eternally doomed. He's still in operation. And amongst many things there, there's one that is very important. It says, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and he shall bruise his heel. Prophetically, God was talking about Christ being the seed of the woman. You know, when we say in all the books of the Bible, in Genesis, is the seed of the woman. Yeah. But if I'm a Christian, after the order of Christ, I'm also the seed of the woman. That's why before anybody can function in this earth, the person has to come to a woman. Any other person is an illegal being. That's why demons have illegal status here. Yeah. Anyone that will function here has to be the seed of a woman. Just like Christ, though God, became the seed of a woman. Are you still with me today? And the Bible says there's enmity that will ensue between Satan and the seed of the woman. But the seed of the woman will bruise his head, the headship of the kingdom of darkness. The only thing the devil will be able to do is to bruise his heels. Yeah. I'm going to explain something to you there. The devil hates seed. He doesn't like seed. The devil does not like seed. I'm going to tell you a few reasons why the devil doesn't like seed. The devil doesn't like seed. In fact, from that day, whenever he hears seed, he's sweating. He's angry. Whether it's the seed of the woman or the seed in the hand of the seed of the woman, whatever is seed, the devil doesn't like seed. One of the reasons why the devil doesn't like seed is because the devil does not know the destiny of any seed. It's only God that knows the DNA and the destiny of every seed. Because the devil never created anything. And you cannot determine the end of a thing except you are the one that created it. Are you still with me today? Yeah. So whenever you show up as a seed or with a seed, the devil is sweating. Because we don't know where it's going to end. Secondly, the Bible says, we will bruise. That's why the Bible says we will have power against principalities. The hierarchy in the kingdom of darkness will bruise their head. That's our work. We call them to order. But he says it will bruise the heel. And when you talk about heel there, you talk about, just like the Bible says in Deuteronomy 11, yeah, I think verse 24, wherever the sole of your feet are tread upon, said, I've given it to you as an inheritance. It means that if my heel, which is supposed to, you know, which is supposed to, it says in Psalm 92, it said, my head you have anointed by the head of the unicorn. He said, you exalt my horn like the horn of the unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. And he says, you make my feet like the hind feet. You know, this talks about the space that you can take. Whatever the sole of your feet are tread upon. But when your heel is bruised, you know you'll be managing to take space. Small, small. Yeah. Some people walk as if their heel has been bruised. So when you're supposed to be taking territory, you are moving small, small. That is coming to an end. Yeah. Because that it is the effect of this, and it's not supposed to have any effect on you again. Yeah. This is where I'm going, and I want you to follow me carefully. As we go into this year, the remaining days of this year, you have to be careful about a few things. There are three things. I'll limit it to those three tonight. that God has been steering my heart with from last year. And when I have opportunities and I have the release in my spirit to share about it, I share. Yeah. I think I shared a bit of this in your church last year. Yeah, Pastor George. One is that if you want to run faster, if you want to change your world, if you want your world to fill you, you must recognize your seed. There are three things that are significant for the world that we live in today that every believer, and I say I'm only limiting it to those three because of my time, that every believer must pay attention to: your seed, your space, and the rain that comes from heaven. When you take at least those three out, anybody can be stranded. Now, I want to quickly share on those three things tonight. The seed, the space, and the rain that God supplies. The seed, the space, and the rain that God supplies. If you don't want the devil to take advantage of you, you must pay attention to your seed, to the space that God has given you, and to the rain that must perpetually come upon your ground. Glory be to Jesus. From the womb to the tomb, men and women are always looking for space. We start out from the womb. No child can survive when the space in the womb is in contention. Are you still with me today? So from the womb to the tomb, man is always looking for space. So our life cannot be fully maximized without space. But before I say a lot more about space, let's break down the seed a little bit more. As I share tonight, you know what will be happening? Whether you are online or you are in this house, some scales will be falling. Understanding will be coming to you. God will start to open your eyes. Oh, somebody say a better amen. Amen. Let me say, before I dig in into seed, I also need you to understand something. That everyone that God created has a seed. Yeah. But not everyone has space. Yeah. Seed is the only thing that is constant. Space is not. So you see some people carrying, you know, bag of seed, but there's no space. Yeah. No space. But bag of seed. Their potentials. They have everything. They're loaded. But there's no room for expression. I command here tonight, anything that contends with your space in this wrong conference 2023, my God is giving you new territories. Amen. Space shall be released unto you. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Or somebody say better, amen. Amen. So, seed. The way our world is configured, listen to this. You are loaded with seed. 2 Kings chapter 4. When you read from verse 1, a woman was stranded. You know, I said you shall not be stranded again. Let's look at how the woman started to gain speed. Put it on the screen for me. A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet cried out to Elisha, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared God, and the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slave." So, can you hear me tell your neighbor, say, the fear of God is not enough. You have to add wisdom to it. Yeah. It's not enough to be holy. You can be holy and be poor. Yeah. Lazarus was holy and he was very poor. You remember Lazarus I'm talking about? In the Bible? Uh-huh. Because the Bible says he lived here, he was poor, he was useless to his neighbors. Even in heaven. Eh? Somebody was telling their Father Abraham to send they want to send him on errand, just treat him in here. Have you read that scripture before? Yeah. Lazarus was only had the fear of God, but was broke. It's not enough to have the fear of God. See that son of the prophet, the second Kings, he had the fear of God. Even the wife still confessed, "No, my husband feared the Lord." But he was owing when he died. He was indebted. Financially, he was stranded. Are you still with me today? Yeah. Financially, he was stranded. And the woman that he left behind was not stranded. But when Elisha came into that situation, it's like calling God into a situation. Elisha was the representative of God there. And what did he say to the woman? So Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" And she said, "Your maid servant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil." Look at what Elisha said next. Then he said, "Go borrow vessels from everywhere." And everywhere simply means everywhere. Borrow vessels from everywhere, all your neighbors. What empty vessels, do not gather just a few. Let me stop there for now, because the woman obeyed. How do you unstop anything that the devil is bringing your way? To stop you in your tracks, to limit your advancement, to limit your motion, to limit progress. How can I ensure that I shall not be stranded? Elisha said, "You're stranded, woman?" She said, "Yes." The first question is, what do you have in your house? Do you know your seed? Do you know your seed? But just like most of us, the woman said, "Your maid servant has nothing." That's where most people start from. Nothing. Then, thank God for her, but a jar of oil. Some people recognize what they have, but they feel it's useless. There are people who don't recognize what they have at all. Nothing. There are some who recognize what they have, but they feel it's useless. Nothing but a jar of oil. Elisha said, "You are doing well. At least there's something." It's a good place to start from. The moment you have located your seed, look for space. Go borrow vessels. Empty vessels. Don't borrow a few. And borrow from everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, Sims of Joy, NSPPD, everyone joining online. This ministry is in a season where the seed is palpable. We can see it. And this ministry is borrowing vessels everywhere, all over the world. Space is being created. You, as a part of it, cannot be left behind. You cannot be in water and not be wet. I don't know if you are telling. Especially here, in Umaria, where the seed started to sprout. I speak to you, Umaria, I speak to you, Eastern Nigeria. You will not be left behind from this move. In the name of Jesus. The same way Streams of Joy is borrowing vessels around the world, your family, your business, your career will take a global dimension. In the name of Jesus, men and women will create space for you. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat, somebody. Have your seat. Have your seat. I just need you to follow me. What I'm sharing tonight is prophetic, and you have to follow with a prophetic intent, which is to be able to say, "Look, I am a partaker of this." Just like we have confessed, my time has come and I must plug in. Glory be to Jesus. I said, glory be to Jesus. So this occurrence further confirms the fact that space is useless without seed, and seeds are useless without space. Anyone that refuses to recognize that can be stranded in life. There are people who don't recognize their seed. As a mentor, business people, pastors, and all kinds of people. One of my major work, for instance, as a mentor, is to help people to recognize their seed. You know, you can sit a bad situation is when you are trying to help somebody to recognize their seed and they still cannot see it. And you see everything. See, in that place, if Elisha was not able to convince the woman to borrow vessels because of that small oil, you know what would have happened? He would have walked away. Yeah. May you never be in a situation where God cannot help you. Yeah. That's why one of your greatest prayers in 2023 is for God to help you recognize your seed. Yeah. For God to help you recognize your seed. You know the way it happens in the kingdom of God? Can I have that bottle of water? Yeah. I just wanted to show something. See, this is a full bottle of water. Assuming that this, if you can put a camera on this light. Assuming that this is a bucket, for instance, this. You know normally, it's some kind of madness to have this as buckets, eh? Or better still, this is offering basket, but let me use it for the sake of analogy. You know it's madness to be pouring from here into here and expect that it will be full and overflow. Uh-huh. That is kingdom madness. Yeah. It's that kind of madness that we have in the kingdom. Because somebody said nothing but a jar of oil. And Elijah said, go borrow vessel. Borrow tank. Borrow drum. Borrow not a few. And just be pouring. And be foolish enough to keep pouring. You know, and to believe in what you have. Because that thing will fill up. Another one will fill up. Another one will fill up. And that's how you are going to fill the world. You know, normally you expect that, like when you go to the filling station where they sell fuel, they already bury tanks under the ground. And from that tank, they sell into your car. In the kingdom, we don't work like that. We pour from little and fill up big. A seed shall serve him, and it shall be counted for a generation. That's what the scripture says. May your seed serve your world. May your seed multiply. May it take over. Tell your neighbor, say, I'm taking over. Say, my seed is taking over my world in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory be to Jesus. So I said that for somebody to recognize. You may have a small business today, but it's the will of God that that business will fill the entire Southwest, the Southeast, fill Nigeria, then from there, go all over the place. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. That you may have a church that is in one location today. But the will of God is not for you to stay in one location. I tell you, I've experienced it. I'm still experiencing it. The will of God is for space to open up for you in your world. Space. Somebody say, I have space. Say, I'm a child of God. Say, my father owns the universe. I can take space inside it. Scripture says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. If you are a child of God, you have inheritance in that space. Can I declare over somebody here? Somebody under the influence of my voice. You are still a tenant. Renting space. 2023. Space will start to open up for you. Somebody, it was not part of your plan before, but you build a house this year. Supernatural ways God will open to you to possess landed properties. Amen. You must own your space. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory be to Jesus. Let me run faster. But I just feel some quickening in my spirit. Because some people need to understand that it's just the devil that covers. And whenever people want to create space for their seed, you know what the devil does? He did it in 2 Kings chapter 6. The sons of the prophet came to meet Elisha. Said, the place where we are, verse 1 of 2 Kings chapter 6, the place where we are is too small for us. Can you see that scripture? Said, the place where we dwell is too small for us. Somebody, from this wrong conference, you should be saying, the place that I am is too small for me. The place that I am is too small. I don't care how big the place is, but the place that you are. Even when Jesus... what did they say to the apostles? You start from Jerusalem and then to Judea and then to Samaria, and then he said this gospel will fill the world to the uttermost part of the earth. That's how it is. And it's the same pattern for you and I in everything that God has put in our hands. So there's something that makes people feel, let me just manage this space. Let me just manage this small. Where God wants to open up something bigger for you. Yeah. Can you say again, say, where I am is too small. Say it again, say, where I am is too small. You know, the only problem there is this. The moment they started saying that, the devil knows that if you give them more space, their seed will spread. So as they went to the banks of the Jordan to cut down trees. Look at that. But as one was cutting down trees, because he wanted to bring trees, lumber, and build a bigger. All of a sudden, the axe fell into water. And he cried out and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. The devil specializes in getting people into trouble. Somebody wants a bigger business. You want to collect money, borrow money. All of a sudden, money is lost. Everything is lost. For the next 2 years, the person, you have to beg you to eat because the person is now depressed. Creditors are chasing the person everywhere. That is the work of the devil. Because he's afraid of your seed that you want to give expression to. Are you still with me today? Yeah. Well, you know what happened there? That's why you must have the prophetic lurching around you all the time. Yeah. You must never, if you don't want to be stranded, you must have a prophetic voice around you all the time. Yeah. Elisha came and said, show me where it fell. But you know they had to go and meet Elisha initially and say, go with us. Because they told him, they said, the place where we are is too small for us. I want to go to Jordan and go and cut big trees. He said, should we go? He said, go. One of them said, no. You'll go with us. We want your voice. Your voice to accompany us as we go. As if they knew that the devil would strike. Elisha said, show me where it fell. He said, here. Cut a piece of tree. Threw it there. The axe head floated. Whatever has fallen from your hand, I prophesy over you today. Everyone online. Everyone in the overflow. Anyone who has lost something in your quest for more space to give expression to your seed, whatever has dropped from your hand on this prophetic mountain, we declare your accent will start to float. Amen. Oh, somebody, I cannot hear your amen. Amen. I declare over you today, your accent will start to float. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Somebody has to step further into this year. Enter into your season of divine recovery. Enter into your season of divine restoration. In the name of Jesus Christ. Have your seat. Have your seat. Have your seat. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's only God that knows the DNA of your seed. Seeds are known to be small. Most seeds are small. Yeah. And it's like that because it's coded. And many a times people overlook it because it's small. It's always very small. Yeah. Very small. Any small thing that exists around you, please don't overlook them this year. Don't overlook them this year. Don't overlook them this year. Yeah. Don't overlook them this year. Whether it's the seed of yourself, you know, because there are different kinds of seed. There's the seed that came with you into this world, and that's the one that you acquire. Yeah. The one that came with you into this world are things that are already coded into your person. But in the same way, the Bible also makes us to understand that you can acquire seed. Isaiah 55, verse 10 says, for as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but waters the earth, that it may bring forth and bud, that he may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. I'm going somewhere. Follow me quickly. There's the seed that is already in you. But there's the seed that comes when the rain of God comes upon your land. Are you still with me? You know, I said I'm talking about three things. The seed, the space, and your rain. I'm mixing everything together, but you have to follow me very well. Yeah. There's a way. More seeds come to you when God starts to rain upon your ground. But one thing that also makes people stranded is when you cannot separate your seed from your bread. Yeah. Can I say to somebody here today? It's not everything that you must get paid for. Here's some people who can never do anything for free. Even for church. Don't you know that's what I do for a living? Don't you know what that's what I do for a living? Yeah. We know that's what we do for a living. But you should have enough sense to know when to charge and when not to charge. Because the Bible says, it gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. It means that they will come out together. It's my responsibility to separate seed and bread. The rain comes down that it may bring seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Whoever eats everything as bread today will have no seed tomorrow. That person is programmed for being stranded. One other thing you must pray for this year is, Lord, give me seeing eyes to recognize my seed and separate it from my bread so that I will not chop everything. Some people are eating everything. This is the year that you repent. It's an invitation to being stranded. When you start to eat everything, you need to be able to separate your seed from your bread. You need to be able to know when to serve for free. Some people are still asking me now in their mind, so what is my seed? What is my seed? Yeah. Seed starts from, money is a seed. Service is a seed. All through the Bible, we see all kinds of seeds in the hands of people. Yeah. Gift is a seed. Your gift. Your gift. In fact, when you have nurtured your gift enough as a seed, space starts to show up on their own. That's why the Bible says that the gift of a man will make room for him. Proverbs 18 and verse 16. You see, there are some people, when you take your seed, your gift, to a particular level, you will not struggle for space. Yeah. Space just starts to open up for you. Just has to open up. The moment you show up, people, yeah. Space just opens up for you. Just opens up for you. You see what your pastor did with NSPPD? When he got to Abuja, didn't space open up? Eh? So the question you should ask is, what is my seed that my eyes have to open to? So that anywhere I go, space will just open. Yeah. So while people are looking for space, they will open one for you. Because of what you have done with your seed, with your gift. Do you know that some people beg to sing at event, while some people are begged to sing? Yeah. I remember a young man many years ago. This was a little over 20 years ago. He used to be a church member. One day he came to my office. He said, Pastor, your prayer is working. I said, why? He said, you know now, me too, I'm functioning at a level now, that people are now changing their wedding date because of my availability. A photographer, sir. Yeah. So if he says, April 17 is your wedding day, that maybe they're talking in January now, they want to book him. I'm not available that day. I'm only available on April 22nd. They said, we'll change it to that day. That I'm telling you. They do it for musicians. They do it for pastors. Do it for everybody. There are places that will be invited to preach and say, I'm not available. That can we change it to the day you'll be available? If you want to change, change it. It is that the gift is at a certain level. Doors just have to open on their own. Yeah. Are you still with me today? Yeah. Now let me say this. This hell that we live in, that we have, is programmed to function in a particular way. When you approach the earth is always saying, don't bring me your need, bring me your seed. Many Christians don't understand it. I want to break it down for you. And I'll hit on my last point and close. You know, one of the reasons why a lot of Christians are stranded, they misunderstand the church and the world. They're not the same. I'm going to explain. You see, as we have come to run conference, you're supposed to come with your seed and your need. But when you go back into the world does not recognize your need. It is programmed by God to accept your seed and multiply it. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. A lot of Christians now carry their need on their head and go to the earth that is programmed only to process seed, not need. So they become stranded. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. Bible says, now let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. Look at that. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. God does not mind. Come with your need. Whether at home in your place of prayer or in church, you come with both need and seed. But when you step out of that place, please go with your seed. Whether it's a skill that you have, a divine ability, something that you can do. The earth is always shouting, don't bring me your need, bring me your seed. I'm only programmed to process seed, not need. A lot of Christians will go around with their need on their head. So they are always stranded. Notwithstanding the fact that there's no single human being on the face of the earth without a seed. We only have people who have not recognized their seed. Are you still with me today? I said, are you still with me today? It's very important that you start to recognize that God has put some things. I mean, even in the Bible, let me, as I start to wrap up, you see, Isaiah 54, verse 1 to 3. Look at that. It says, sing, O barren, that's supposedly someone who is stranded and not able to bring forth. It says, break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not labored with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of a married woman, says the Lord. Look at the next thing from that point. It's space we're talking about from that point. Can you see it? Can somebody see it? I said, can somebody see it? Enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwelling. Do not spare. Lengthen your cord, strengthen your stake. Say, for you shall yet expand to the right, to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. Can I tell you the truth? If you understand what I'm sharing today, you will no longer misappropriate prayers. You will be marked. You see, your prayer, the effect that it will bring into our world and into your life, people will think that you are using something. They will think that you are using something. You know, in this part of the world, when somebody is using something, you know what it means. That's what they will think. And this is why I said so. As you try to lose focus, not over focus on your need, but focus on your seed and trust God. You know, Genesis 26, time will not allow me to get deep into that. We see in Genesis 26, in the story of Isaac, the fact that the devil hates seed and space again. The moment Isaac decided to listen to God and stayed in Gerar, the only thing they were after is he won't get space. Yeah. He's a dangerous guy. He's carrying seed. You won't get space. In this Gera, you won't get space. So as you move from envy to enmity to all kinds of persecution, you dig where they cover it. But you kept digging. Somebody say, I will keep digging. Yeah. It's like the woman that went, you see, until the woman stopped borrowing vessels, the oil did not stop. Yeah. As he kept digging, more space, until it got to Rehoboth. And you know what it says in Rehoboth? What is Rehoboth? A place of space. Many room. Wide space. That's what Rehoboth actually means. It's still about space. It's wide space. Except for, call his name Rehoboth. Because he said, for now the Lord has made room for us. And we shall be fruitful in the land. As I close, when God has opened your eyes to to see your seed. I sense in my spirit that some people here, you are stepping into a new season. God will start to open your eyes to see that you have not seen before. Yeah. Because in certain seasons, some seeds do better. Yeah. Yeah. And somebody is in a season now where you are holding an old seed. A seed that is not in season. You know, there's not. It takes a lot of effort to grow mango when mango is not in season. When it starts to rain in Nigeria, it is the easiest to plant corn and harvest corn. Am I saying the truth? But when it's not raining, you have to water your corn yourself. And it will not bring forth maximally. And that's why you must recognize the right seed for the right season. That's a story for another day. But before I go, I must land on this one. When you pray this year, you have to pray a particular prayer. I'm ending on this. 1 Kings 18, verse 41. The nation was stranded. Again, I'm saying to somebody here tonight, you will no longer be stranded. Amen. That whole nation stranded. The heaven locked up. Everything, famine and all that. Then Elijah, after confronting the prophet of Baal and calling fire down from heaven. Yeah. Which is why I'm saying, you must show us proof. Yeah. This church produces proof. You must show us your own proof. After fire has fallen, we want to see something in your hand. Yeah. Don't carry this fire and make it have no effect. Elijah called fire down from heaven, and afterwards, everything, you know, slaughtered the prophets of Baal, dealt with, I mean, we're seeing revival, dealt with all the prophets of Baal. And then the next thing he did, in verse 42, the Bible says, and Elijah said to Ahab, the king, was speaking to the president, go up, eat and drink, because what I want to do now, you can't participate. You don't know how to do it. For, he said, for there is a sound of the abundance of rain. As I wrap up this first message of Run Conference 2023, you must leave this place this week hearing that sound in your spirit. Amen. A sound of abundance of rain. Amen. When you have located your seed and God has given you space, you need rain from heaven. So that your seed will not die in the ground. There are many people who have seed. I mean, two people are doing the same thing. They went to the same school. One does not know how to create rain. I've been preaching a series this month on cloud and how to create rain. In that place, when you read further, when Elijah left Ahab, do you know where he went to? He went to Mount Carmel on the mountain. Bowed himself, put his face in between his knees. What do you think he was doing? The Bible says, and he said to his servant, go up. In the place of prayer, we seed our cloud. We feed the cloud. We populate the cloud. When you hear the sound of abundance of rain, you stay in the place of prayer until you see rain. Because your seed must not die in the ground. Yeah. We just finished a prayer campaign on Sunday. Prayer and fasting campaign. That one has finished, but we have not finished. That has populated the cloud. For some people, you have to apportion how you will continue to seed that cloud. You know, there's something I read about not too long ago. Pastor Derek, can I have just 2 more minutes to say this? I apologize. In a place like Dubai, for instance, you can check what I'm saying online. Everybody online, go and check it. Cloud seeding technology, they call it. It's a desert place. So you don't have rain. The temperature sometimes go up to 50 degrees and above. You know, the worst temperature we have here is about 35 degrees. There it goes. See, when it's 50, you are walking on the road. Sometimes, if you are not careful, your slippers will melt to the floor. It's not good for human beings. But you know what they did? Very innovative people. They seed the cloud to certain kind of technology. The cloud will form over the UAE, Dubai. And they will tell you when it will rain. Some jets will fly, pull some hydrogen, nitrogen, pump it, and then the cloud will form. The spiritual type was what Elijah was doing. Yeah. It's called cloud seeding. You seed the cloud. Rain is not a mystery. Yeah. It's not a mystery. In the spirit, you can bring rain down. In the place of prayer. Seven times, Elijah sent his servant, go towards the sea. Yeah. Where the cloud is supposed to be rising from, because there's water deposit there. The guy went seven times. The problem with most of us is that when you go two or three times, and you cannot see cloud, that's the end. You go back home. I've been coming. And they said, but I've not seen anything. Elijah sent the servant seven times. On the seventh time, he said, I saw a cloud the size of a man's hand. It didn't even look like it. But a man of faith immediately said, go tell her to start running. Before you know it, the whole place was in pitch darkness. Cloud covered everywhere. Rain came. The hold of famine was broken over the nation. Somebody, you are breaking something this season. Rise on your faith. Lift your two hands to Jesus. Say, Father, let it rain over my life. Let it rain over my life this season. Let it rain over my life this season. Let it rain over my life this season. Let it rain over my ground. Let it rain over my seed. Can you play that song? Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Just play it. If you know that song, just play it. Lift your two hands to Jesus right now.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your two hands to Jesus. Everyone online, everyone in the overflow. I decree and declare over you the power of divine recognition. You will locate your seed this season. It shall be fitting for the season. You will no longer be out of season. In the name of Jesus, whatever there has been contention and enmity over your space, we decree and declare that the hold of contention is broken. Enmity is shattered. In the name of Jesus, I decree that heaven reigns over your ground. The Bible says in Zechariah chapter 10 and verse number 1, ask for rain in the time of rain. Pray over you as you ask for rain all through this week and the next 7 days. Unusual rain upon your ground. In the name of Jesus. I said in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless your name. We bless your name. If you're blessed today, put your hands together, celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, let's wait.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.